Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Okay, moments ago, the RCMP in Saskatchewan have put out a more detailed release that gives us a little more insight and confirms a couple of things for us. I'm going to read from the release from the RCMP. This is in regard to the accident that happened on Saturday night involving Jaden Dahlke. On July 18th at 9 p.m., Lumsden RCMP received a report of a two-vehicle collision on Highway 11 between Lumsden and Regina. Officers responded, along with local fire and EMS. Initial investigation determined a silver SUV and a black SUV collided. The silver SUV was traveling northbound in the southbound lane when the collision occurred. Officers located alcohol and cannabis in the silver SUV. Autopsies and toxicology will be conducted as part of the ongoing investigation. The drivers, who were the sole occupants of the vehicles, were declared deceased by EMS at the scene. The driver of the black SUV has been identified as 22-year-old Bhishma Rajaraghu of Regina. His family have been notified. The driver of the silver SUV has been identified as 30-year-old Jaden Dahlke from Leduc, Alberta. His family has been notified. Lumsden RCMP continue to investigate with the assistance of a Saskatchewan RCMP collision reconstructionist, and they are holding a media availability at 12:30 today, where the director of strategic communications will take questions at the Saskatchewan RCMP headquarters in Regina. So, two SUVs, one silver, one black. The silver SUV driven by Jaden Dahlke. The black SUV driven by a 22-year-old by the name of Bhishma Rajaraghu from Regina. Both deceased. Officers on scene located alcohol and cannabis in the silver SUV. So that is Jaden Dahlke's SUV. Now, located in is different than confirmation that he had consumed those items. We need to make sure that we're clear on that. They will, of course, through further investigation, autopsy, toxicology, those types of things, be able to determine if that was a factor in this collision. But it was confirmed that the silver SUV, the one driven by Jaden Dahlke, was going the wrong direction. It was traveling northbound in the southbound lane when the collision occurred. So this is all part of the investigation. The RCMP just moments ago sending this release out. Our newsroom is not only continuing to follow this along, but they will be present for the availability that's happening at 12:30 this morning. It's a tragic situation. And again, our condolences going out to all families that have been impacted and all friends and communities that have been impacted by this tragedy. Okay, I want to change gears because there has been a contamination. This has been actually quite a prominent news story in the United States where a fast food company has confirmed that contaminated lettuce has been linked to a rare intestinal illness, making headlines throughout the United States. The illness causes severe diarrhea, other gastrointestinal symptoms, and health officials are working to try and identify the source, although there has been some efforts made to limit some of this produce into the Taco Bell locations in the states where they believe that this has started. Taco Bell in Canada, by the way, has come out with a statement saying the lettuce that caused the outbreak of this parasite in the states was not served at the Canadian location. So it appears as if Canada is safe from this. But I'm having a tough time even pronouncing what this outbreak is called. That's where I bring in an expert like Dr. Joseph Blondeau, Saskatoon clinical microbiologist, head of clinical microbiology at Royal University Hospital. Dr. Joseph Blondeau, welcome back to the show today.
Hey, good morning, Evan. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
What is the word?
Cyclospora, and this particular strain is Cyclospora catenensis.
Okay. So what is this exactly, Dr. Blondeau?
So this this is an intestinal parasite. So in the world of infectious diseases, we have things called bacteria, we have things called viruses, yeast and fungus, and we also have parasites. And parasites typically, certainly those that cause diarrhea, we usually acquire those through contaminated food or water. And then once the parasite enters into our body, the site at which it causes whatever problems it's going to cause is usually in the intestine, giving rise to the symptoms that have been associated with this outbreak in the United States. As you mentioned, it does cause diarrhea. It can be a frequent watery, sometimes explosive diarrhea, and then the types of things that you might expect from such a disease: loss of appetite, loss of fluid, stomach cramps and bloating, and increased gas, and then other constitutional things like nausea and fatigue also go hand in hand with this type of an infection.
So health officials believe that contaminated produce is behind many, if not all, of these cases. Are there certain foods that are commonly linked to, say it again, cyclospora?
Yeah, cyclospora.
Okay.
The things that we have to be concerned about are, vegetables or even fruits that have the potential to be grown with irrigation. And herein lies the problem. If the irrigation water is not clean water, if it's water that's been contaminated with fecal material, then the irrigation water that's used in order to irrigate these plants could be the same water that's actually delivering this parasite to the surface of these fruits and vegetables. And the fruits and vegetables that are the greatest concerns are those that have irregular outsides. So have little nooks and crannies on them where, the parasite can get inside of these nooks and crannies and are not easily washed away when you're washing these fruits or vegetables before you consume them. And another important point is that if you're consuming a product that has a skin that you peel off of it, it could be anything like a banana or an orange or avocados or et cetera, by peeling that skin off and throwing it away, what's inside underneath the skin is generally protective because it wouldn't have been exposed to the water or to the parasite. And so it's those products that have these irregular or rough or nooks and crannies borders that are the greatest risks.
So you can wash the parasite off. You just have to be diligent in how you do it.
Yeah. I mean, washing, infectious diseases are usually all about burdens. In other words, you could be exposed to a particular microorganism, but if the exposure is not sufficient enough to initiate disease, then you'd never know that you were exposed to it. And so washing products to reduce whatever burden might be present on them is always a good thing if it's something that, could be contaminated with something like a parasite, with like cyclospora.
Dr. Joseph Blondeau is our guest, Saskatoon clinical microbiologist, also the head of clinical microbiology at the Royal University Hospital and the University of Saskatchewan. So is this the type of thing that if people develop these symptoms, now I'm going to back up and say Taco Bell in Canada has said the lettuce that is used in the States that they believe caused this outbreak has not been used in Canada. But if someone were to develop these symptoms, is it automatically a trip to the doctor, or how should people handle that?
Well, I think that, there are lots of things that can give you diarrhea. Some of it can be dietary. Some people eating spicy foods could have, sort of loose stools or diarrhea the next day. And so I think it's a question of what your presenting symptoms are. If you're losing a lot of water and you're having really frequent diarrhea, then you probably need to go and be investigated for this. But cyclospora is not the only thing that can do this. There are a multitude of other organisms, including other parasites, and there are a number of bacterial and viral causes of infectious diarrhea as well. And the only way to know for sure is to have a stool specimen collected, send it into a diagnostic lab like ours here, and let us test to see whether or not this or whatever other infectious agent might be present. So diarrhea in and by itself doesn't necessarily mean cyclospora, but cyclospora certainly means diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. Is there medicine for this? How are people treated?
Oh, yeah. No, that's one of the good parts of the story is that, a common antibiotic that's used to treat infections. A drug called, it's a combination drug called trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, can be administered to patients usually for 7 to 10 days and it'll resolve this. And there are other alternative drugs, fluoroquinolone called ciprofloxacin can be used. And then there's some other agents as well. So if you're diagnosed with this and, you know, the treating physician decides that, you know, you're sick enough to warrant receiving an antimicrobial, then they certainly can prescribe it.
Dr. Joseph Blondeau, Saskatoon clinical microbiologist, is joining us. This feels like a bit of a wake-up call for all of us in terms of ensuring the proper washing of our fruits and vegetables at home. But when you're in a restaurant, you really don't have control of that. It becomes a trust game.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I mean, we have to, you know, in Canada, I think, and the United States to that degree, you know, we're quite lucky because we have good food security, you know, we have good public health measures. But every now and then something like this will occur and it will break through the system. And I think, you know, what I've reviewed in terms of the outbreak in the United States seems to be restricted to the United States. Any cases that have been seen in Canada are just sporadic cases and they may be related to international travel, et cetera. And so I don't think that people should be freaked out by this in terms of thinking now that, you know, we have to be watching all of our food. But it is important, though, that if you're consuming products that, you know, come from the ground, potentially could have been contaminated with something, or where irrigation was involved, it's always good practice not only to wash the fruits and vegetables, but it's also good practice to wash your hands frequently, wash the surfaces in your kitchen in which you've been preparing this food, just to further eliminate or reduce the likelihood that if something happens to be there, you're doing your best to sort of clean it away or wipe it away or wash it away or whatever. So I think it's just a good practice in general. And I think we have to accept that restaurants in this country do the same thing as well.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Blondeau, always appreciate having you on to explain and to handle the big words. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Take care and be safe and wash those fruits and vegetables.
Dr. Joseph Blondeau from Royal University Hospital and the University of Saskatchewan. So, yeah, this is Taco Bell in the United States. Social media post went out just the other day saying that after Taylor Farms lettuce was served at 5 different Taco Bell restaurants in the United States, those restaurants were Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia, it seemed to be identified as the source of the outbreak. So they've swept in trying to control and mitigate as much as they can. And as I said, Taco Bell in Canada says that the lettuce that caused the outbreak in the States is not lettuce that is served at its locations in Canada. So we should be safe in this country. Take a break. We'll be right back here. 980 CJME, 650 CKOM.